Okay, we're at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, last line. Umi Amar Rabbi Elazar Hachi. So we mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Elazar held that the person that fasts is called Kadosh. He's holy person. Did he really say this? Av Amar Rabbi Elazar, Le'olam Yimud Adam Atmo, Ki'ilu Kadosh Shari B'soch Me'av. A person should regard himself if he's holy, and his insides are holy, like his intestine, and meaning that you shouldn't fast because by fasting you're like damaging your inside, and your insides are holy. And as we see from here, that it's not a good thing to fast. And there's a remnant from the pasuk Shenemar that says Bikir Bacha Kadosh V'lo Avor Be'ir. So the drash is from the first part of the pasuk that Bikir Bacha Kadosh. Literally means like amongst you is Kodesh, but you can read it as the drush is the Bikir Bacha, inside of you, literally. The insides of you are Kodesh. Since they're Kodesh, you shouldn't fast. So here we have a Zakasha. So Rabbi, here we see you're not supposed to fast. Yesterday we said, Rabbi Elazar said, you are Kodesh, so what's going on? It's a serious. And we're answered, Lakasha. Ha, the Matzil Tzuri Nafshe, that which you're called the Kadosh is if you are able to fast. I mean, it doesn't bother you so much. And ha, that which you're called the Chote is the Lo Matzil Tzuri Nafshe, somebody who can't fast. It's hard for him to fast. That affects his insides, and that's not good. Rashi, Ki'ilu Kadosh Ari B'toch Me'av, Ki'ilu Kol Me'av Kadosh, if all his insides are holy. V'asur Lachish, and therefore you can't harm them. Weaken them better. The Hachi Mashma Bikir Bacha Kadosh Kolomar Dasur Lisanos, that you're not allowed to fast. Bikir Bacha Kadosh, that's the Reisha the Kra Kadarish. We're darshaning the beginning of the pasuk. Those words Bishvil Kadosh Shekadosh Ari Bitzar. So you shouldn't fast because you're going to be Bitzar, and that's going to affect your insides, which are Kodesh. Lo Avo Be'ir, that's the second part of the Pasuk. What it refers to is Hashem saying, I'm not going to go to the ear, Yerushalayim, up above, Ad Shevne Yerushalayim Shalmata, until I build Yerushalayim down here. And the Marsha takes out the next Vav, he says, Remiza Be'almahu, it's just a remez. In other words, there's no connection to the first part of the Pasuk, the second part of the Pasuk would be the Drush. Okay, Hadamatzi Mitzuri Mitzar Nafshe, Sheachol Lizbol Atainis, that's somebody that can handle the Tainis, then Meshamcho Kodesh Baruch Hu, then Hashem praises him, it's a good thing. Aval Misha'enu Yachol Isanos Nikra Chote, but if you can't handle it, then you're Chote. Back to the Gemara, Reish Lakish Amar Nikra Chassid, somebody who fasts is called a Chassid. Hashem Amar, it says, Gomel Nafsho Ish Chesed, Ocher She'ero V'gomer. That, let's see Rashi, Nikra Chassid, Hamisane, somebody who fasts. You see, Gomel Namsho, Ish Chesed, so the Lashem Gomel is Mafrishatzmo. He's somebody who's Gomel, he separates himself from food and from drink. Umishne Kamo, Biyomi Gamel, it's Yitzhak. So somebody, like a child that gets weaned, like he's weaned, gets away from the nursing. So too, it's somebody who's weaned, takes himself away from food. That's the drash from Gomel. So he's chesed, he's a chassid. Shavrir Bilaz, Pimori, Nami Gomel is Lashon Egmol, Shem Mashlim Navshoi Lekono, that he's mashlim himself to his creator. But somebody who fasts and he affects his insides, his body, he's called a achzar, someone who's cruel. That's the end of the pasuk. Amarav Sheshes, Hai Bar Beirav, the Yasi Batanisa, this Talmid Yeshiva that fasts, and again, he weakens himself, and he can't learn well because of that, so that's not a good thing. Lechol Kalba Yesheruse, so the expression, let a dog come and eat his meal. Meaning that we consider it as if the only reason why he was fasting is because some dog ate his meal and there's nothing to eat. Now, there's no meaning to his fast. And that was not a good thing because here on the one hand, he's fasting, but on the other hand, he's not learning properly, so he's losing out in the end. Okay, Rashi. Okay, but let's just finish next part because Rashi's a little bit out of order over here. Okay, next. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Ein tanis tibur bebabel. Ella b'tisha b'av zilva. There's no tanis tibur bebabel except for Tisha B'av, as in a tiny seber that you start the fast at the night before, and it's Aser V'Nilas Asando, so the only one is in Bavel is Tisha B'av, and of course Yom Kippur as well, but it's just not mentioned because Yom Kippur is like obvious, it's in the Torah, that's nothing to discuss. But the ones that are not in the Torah, it's only the only one is Tisha B'av, because the portion explained, because we're going to see there are tanios that one also starts the night before when if we're fasting for rain and it gets very serious, it goes along, and we're going to see this, the Mishnayos go along over here, this gets to a madriga where it still hasn't rained, they start fasting the whole day, and it's much like Tisha B'av. But in B'avos, we saw before, it was very, and they always had water, very low level, we saw it low, and therefore there's lots of water, so they never really had to fast for rain. And therefore, the only tiny sea where they have like this is Tisha B'av. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Baraba, Amar Rav Shlakish, Ein Talmid Chacham, Rashai Leshevet Tainis, Mipnei Shememeit Melechet Shamayim. Similarly, like we saw before, that Talmid Chacham is not allowed to fast because he can't learn properly, affects him adversely. Okay, and now let's see the Rashi. It's a little bit out of order. Okay, Shememeit Melechet Shamayim is Chalashu Veinu Yechol Elmod. He's weak, can't learn. Sherusa, we're saying the dog eats his meal. Sherusa is Sudaso, his meal. Kalba Lechel Sudaso, let a dog eat his meal. Ulakach Amisanesh, so too someone who fasts. Einu Mo'il Lo. It doesn't help him. It's not meaningful. It's like somebody not eating. Why? Because he has nothing to eat. So that's not so big deal. Doesn't mean anything. He's just not eating because nothing to eat. So that's like somebody Talmid Chacham that fast. Ain't tiny sibur b'bavel. Inyan isure chomrei tainis. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah l'milse. Talking about the serious, fast. Shayu noagim bo kein avelus. Shayu achlin mibod yom. They would eat, only the day before, but fast the whole night. Vasurim benilas asandol. You can't wear shoes, leather shoes. So the only one in Bavel is El Tisha B'av Bilvad. Okay. Let's go on. Next piece. Ochli Mishosin Mechashecha. So we said in the Mishnah that the first fasts are not so severe. You can eat and drink at night, and it starts only in the morning. Amar Rav Zir, Amar Rav Huna. Yachid Shekibal Alav Tainis. So an individual that wants to fast, and he was mekabel the day before, which is the proper way to do it, the mincha, really, before the fast day, is a little tefillah to say, that you're mekabel on yourself a tainus. So a yachid that did this, says he's mekabel for the next day the tainus. Then afilu achal v'shasa kol alayla, even if he ate and drank the whole night until the morning, l'machar hu mispalel tefillah shel tainus. So that's fine, because the fast is starting only in the morning, and therefore, even though he ate all night, that's fine, and therefore he can say the Tfilas Shiltainis. Tfilas Shiltainis means Anenu. He can say Anenu, it's considered a regular good fast. Another din, that's Rav Zira said, and that is that let's say somebody was fasting, he finished his fast, the evening time, and then but he didn't get to, didn't sit down to eat, an hour or two passed, and he said, you know what, I'm ready time for to go to bed, and I haven't eaten yet, I might as well, make a little bit of longer fast, I'm not so hungry anyways, I'll go to sleep, and I'll fast until the morning. So that's called l'halan v'tanis. So somebody did such a thing, ein mispalo shel tainis. So when he gets up in the morning, and he daven shacharis, however, he shouldn't say, even though he hasn't eaten yet, he extended his fast, he should not say anenu, because that's not considered that which he fasted at night is not considered a real official fast. Now, why? That's what we're going to clear now. V'amar Rav Yosef, Micah Savar Rav Huna. Why? What was he holding that you don't say Anenu in the morning? Do we say that Svirle Shein Misanin L'Shaos? Do we say that he holds that there is no concept of Misanin L'Shaos? That's what we're going to be discussing now for a while. Taina Shaos. And that is, there's no concept of a partial fast. No, I'll fast the night, or I'll fast only in the day. Right? There's maybe he held there's no such thing. And therefore, the fact that he fasted, you know, the night, you know, that in itself is not considered a fast. The fast was over really, you know, at the end of the day, and he just decided not to eat. So the fact that he made another fast overnight, that's not considered an official fast. And that's why in the morning you don't say an Anenu, because you're not really fasting official. Odilma, let's say halachically. Odilma, Misani Lashos, maybe he holds that there is such a concept. That you could have a partial, you know, fast for some hours, a night, day or night. Aye, so why isn't he saying an Anenu? V'misani Lashos, Eino Misfalot Tfilas Tainis. But he just held that that's not as official as a real fast, and therefore it's got different halachas and you don't say a Anenu. But there, it is considered a halachic fast, but not to such a degree that you would say a Anenu, and that's why he held not to say a Anenu in the morning. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye wanted to answer, explain where Rav Huna held, and he said the truth is he doesn't hold like either of those farahs. Lo'olam kasava Rav Huna misanin l'shaos. He held that there is such a concept of fasting partially. V'misanin l'shaos mispal tfilas Anenu, and someone who fasts does say Anenu, so he doesn't hold like either of those farahs, right? That there is such a concept of fast l'shaos, and you do say Anenu, and has the power even to say Anenu. I saw why over here is our example here, the guy's not saying Anenu. The reason is different. The shiny hacha, the ika, the lelia, the lo kabilea mikara. The problem is that he didn't makabel this extra, you know, the night fast. It wasn't makabelet, right? He didn't normally, when you sign the shows would be, let's say the mincha time before, I say, okay, I'm going to fast from tomorrow morning until in the afternoon, until chatzos or something like that, or only tomorrow the whole day or whatever. So that's fine. Since I was makabelet before. But this guy wasn't makabelet before. He finished the fast, and an hour or two, and back, yeah, you know, I might as well go to sleep in it. So he was not makabel the fast. Since he wasn't makabel fast, it didn't have a din of an official halachic fast, and therefore that's why he's not saying Anenu in the morning. But Einachanami, had he makabel it before, that he was going to do this or whatever, then Einachanami would have been good, and he would say Anenu. No, he didn't, though. He could have, perhaps, but he didn't. He would... Right, then he finished the day, day's over, and then he was nighttime already, you know, and then, but he said, no, before I go to sleep, yeah, I might as well, why should I eat all this? So there was no Kabbalah there for that the next day, the second day. Okay. Okay, so let's see Rashi now. Yaki Shekiba Alav Tainis. Me'etmo, the Bach Gorsha Amar, that he said, this is how a person should be makabel. He should say, Hare ani yoshe b'tainis l'machar. I'm going to have a tainis tomorrow. Afilu achal v'shasa kol laila ad amun ha-shachar. Then fine, even if he ate the whole night, l'machar mispael tfilas tainis aneinu, because that's an official fast, he accepted it. Lime b'taniso, this case we're talking about now, but also tainis shekibel alav, shelo achal b'motse taniso. He had makabel, that he fasted the whole day, but he didn't eat a motse tainis. Velan kol also alayla l'shem tainis adab boker. And then he said, you know what? I might as well fast all night and till the morning. So we said l'machar imit parlo tefilas tainis. Einu yachol ispalel anenu. He can't say anenu kodem shiochal until he eats. Kedei letzeis yedei chovas tainis shalayla. Alfa pishuhu yom echad. Even though it's connected to the night before. Kedei sliva says v'yerev v'yvoker yom echad. V'lchamen mefarsh v'aziel ma'ikas aver Rav Huna. We're going to explain Rav Huna held. My time may be spalal lemachar anenu. Why shouldn't he say anenu the next day? Vaki garcina mikasavar Rav Huna mizvar kasavar ain misanin l'shas. Does he hold you don't misanin l'shas? So Dilma kasavar misanin l'shas. You do, but misanin l'shas just it doesn't say anenu. Ain mispalal tefilas anenu. Satainis. So Amar Abai lo'olam kasavar misanin l'shas tefilas tainis chulas. Okay, perish mikasavar Rav Huna. Now Rashi explains it all. So what is Rav Huna holding? Ein misanim l'shaos kolomar hayde kamar l'machar ein mispalot tefilas tainis. That which we say to the next day in the morning, he doesn't say anenu l'kach ein mispalot. Do we say the reason is that the kabbalat tainis zeh ainu kabbalah, that this kabbalah that he did is not considered a kabbalah michlal. Ve'ainu tainis klal, not considered a tainis. Therefore, if he woke up in the middle of the night and he said, you know, I'm going to eat, so that's fine, you can eat, because there's no Kabbalah there, bichlal. They ain't mekablim tainis l'shaos kigon zeh shaloki be'al tainis shalayla zeh midmol, since he did not mekabal it from the night before, day before. Kidiktani lan betainiso, as we said, that's why it's called lan betainiso. He just just went to sleep on his previous time. The mashman the me'alav kishich as it got dark. Yubali sod amad velo achal. It was time for him to eat. The fast was over and he didn't eat. Kolomar shayabin atol echol. He was gonna eat ad shavar kabbalas ad shavar miktas laila until shah achas or shtei shahos. A couple of hours went by into the night. He hadn't gotten around to eat yet. And then he said, yeah, I might as well, continue till the morning. Then he went and he slept in his sinus, meaning, he fasted the whole night. So do we say that's what he held? Or Dilma, Haidecha, Kama, Ramuna, Lemachar, Amy's Pilot, Finas, Tainus is why. Lamishum, the Amy's Sinus. Not because he held that you can't be signing Lashar. There's no such thing. The Shame Tainus, Alavir, it is called fasting. Ve'im Rotel Lachzor. Bo libitom achar sheitchil b'tainis eini yachol, and therefore, if you decided, you know what, I'm going to eat, you can allow to it because it's an official tainis. If you accept tainis to fast for l'shaos, elahachi eini mispal tefilas tainis. So why is he not fast davening in the morning and eino? The kasaver ain't tainis shel shaos chashuv v'chamur kol kach sheitzarit lispal elavan eino. It's because maybe held that it's considered a fast, but not such a stringent fast that you can't that you'd have to say a name. So the answer was lolom kasavar bi'almadim misan l'shaos. He really held that there is such a concept of misan l'shaos, but misan l'shaos mitfalo tefilas anenu also tefilas tainus. The hacha my time as hakom here not ain mitfalo tefilas tainus. The answer is a shiny hacha hecha demisana me'esmol, since he's the Hamisana Esmos, since when he fasted yesterday, Valaila Lamatani, so he just continued it, the Lo Kibla Lave, he didn't Makabal the fast. Shalo Kibla Lev Tainis Zeh Misne Asmo, he didn't Makabal as a separate fast in and of itself, from the day before Mi Esmo, Kedera Shar Misani Lashaos, Beinu Chashiv Lispal El Shalav Dan Enu. Therefore, that's why he can't say on Enu, because he didn't Makabal it properly. Okay, back to the Gemara. Marukba Ikla Le Ginza. Rav Marukba visited this place called Ginza. Baumine, they asked him three questions. And we'll see, he wasn't able to answer any of them. First question was, Misani L'shaos or Misani L'shaos? What we're talking about now. Is there such a concept of a fasting for partially, few hours, a day, a night? Lo have it be a day. He didn't have an answer. So they asked him another question. Kankanim shel nachrim. You have a kankan, a pitcher, whatever, made of earthenware, and goyim had kept their wine in there. And they asked him, can we it was cleaned out, and they wanted to know if they can use it. Kankanim shel nachrim, asurim o mutarim. Can it be used by a Jew or not for to put his wine in? Lo habi bide, he didn't answer, have an answer for that either. Third question, b'mashimesh Moshe, when Moshe was doing his avoda of a kol shivas yemei miluim, during the shivas yemei miluim, what clothing was he wearing at that time? Lo habi bide, he didn't have an answer to that either. So what did he do? Azel v'shayel be midrasha, he went to the base midrash, and he had an answer, he wanted to know. So Amrulay, they told him the following. Hilchasa, Lagabi, your first question, Misani L'shaos. There is such a concept, halachically, of fasting for hours. Mispalot Tfilas Tainis, and not only that, like we saw before, the Perush and Ravuna, that you, not only that, it's official Tainis 100%, and you even say Aneinu. Second question, Vehilchasa, Kankanim Shel Nachrim, Lachar Shnei Masar Chodesh, Mutari. That these pictures from the Goyim, they are mutter to use, but only after 12 months. because then the time is dead. And lastly, you want to know b'mashimish Moshe kol shivas mi'amiluim. The answer is b'chaluk lavan, in a white cloak. Rav Kahana Masne, he learned b'chaluk lavan she'en lo imra. He agreed, but it's this white cloak, but it didn't have any seams. It was made up of one woven piece, the whole thing. It didn't have, like, normally you'd make, like, the body piece, and you'd sew on the arms or whatever. This was all one solid piece, and we'll see why that was the case. Okay, this is Rashi. Maruch Bay Ikla Ginzak, who's visiting this place, Garcinan. So the Garcinan, the Girsa, who is Marukba, apparently there's some Girsa that was Rabbi Akiva, that he says that can't be the case. The Ilu Rabbi Akiva lo haya mistapek lo hanach ba. He wouldn't have had these questions. And furthermore, the Lashon Braisahu mishtaybe ma'aseh b'Rabbi Akiva lo b'gemara. And also the Lashon is no good, because if it was Rabbi Akiva, it's a Tanya. It would have said Tanya or something like that. And this is doesn't have the Lashon of a Tana over here. So therefore, it was Marupa. Okay. Kankanim shalcheres shemachnisim behem yain lekiyum, that they put, they store wine in, asulish tamesh behem, you're not allowed to use them. B'meshimish Moshe, yes, the ilu ba'aron k'si bigdei kahuna, the k'siva says the hil bashtam. We know that Aaron was wearing the bigdei kahuna. Shebeshaah shehaya Moshe oved, Aaron haya lavush bigdei kahuna. When Moshe was oved, so Aaron was wearing the bigdei kahuna. Ve'avoda the Moshe gzeres achasuvu. Big day kahuna lo matzinu bo. We don't find though any mention of big day kahuna by Moshe. Umistama in a davar kasher shahaya oved bebagadav shochol sheyotzei b'mashok. It was probably not, you know, it wasn't proper for him to anyways to be oved in his regular, you know, clothes that he goes out to work with, the shok with. Okay, lachar 12 chodesh holech tam yain nesach mutar. So they answered him that after 12 months. The kankan is okay of the goyim because the time is dead, and it's mutar below yiri mayim without pouring water in it. Aval toch yud beis chodesh tsarich iurui shlosha yamim beis leis. But if you want to use it before, there's a way of kashering it since it was used only for cold, and that is through iurui by pouring water in it, letting it sit for 24 hours, and then changing it and putting in new water for another 24 hours, and a third time 24 hours, and that kashers it. B'chaluk lavan shel pishtan, it's of flax, asui l'shem kach, was made for that. That's what Moshe used. Rav Kahana, Masna, he learned similar lashon, and he said, ki ad lishna, b'chaluk lavan she'en bo imra. Imra is a safa, like a seam. Shem metargamina imra. Kolomar, some of the girsa, arug, not tachu, but arug, haya michut echad kol chaluk, that the whole chaluk was made up of one, like one piece, one chut. Below kibegalim shanan, not like ours, shebatei hayadayim mezubakim bebeged beguf betvira. Not like ours that the sleeves are like sewn on. Why? Why did Moshe have a one piece? Kedei shelo yachshedu shema beoto safa hotzi maos hegdish. Because he didn't want people to be koshed him that since he has seams, that maybe he stuck some money of kodesh in the seams and he went out with it and he was stealing the money. Mishum shenemar v'yisem nekim mishem Yisrael, that you have to make sure you act in a way that people are koshed.